Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 22. Our doubts are traitors. Part 2 of 3.
Okay, this knob right here, see, that adjusts the volume from the mic out front. And this one right there, yeah, that does the same for the camera out back.
Okay.
Go ahead and turn one or the other up and try it out.
That's it?
That's it. Just listen for anything peculiar. You just hear any engines or gunshots, just let me know.
Got it.
you know, I could very easily help whomever's on duty, too. They can watch the monitors. I can help with the audio. What do you say?
I say we have it covered.
All right. I keep waiting for that moment when you realize that I could have been helping this whole time.
Just read your book, okay? Let us do our job.
Have it your way.
Now, Hope, if there's something that...
Problem?
What?
Where? Burt's Armory!
Angel?
He ran out, love.
I know.
It relax. I'm sure it's nothing, all right? He'll be back in a minute. It's you. No, please!
What? What? Pippin! Hello? Don't shoot! Please don't shoot!
I was upstairs talking with Tanya when it happened. It was sometime around noon. I went up to check on the task I gave her earlier. Here's the rest of the journals.
Just go ahead and put them over there. I'm not done with these yet.
It's taking a while?
I have to do one page at a time. What do you think?
Hey, you wanted something to do. It's not my fault there's no one sick around here.
It's not the worst job I've had to do. It's tedious, but it lets me catch up on everything here. Oh, I'm already done with this stack if you want to take it. Took forever to read Angels. That boy has some bad handwriting.
Look, not to rush you, but how long till you might be done?
Tomorrow, maybe? If I work late.
We'll do it. Once they're all backed up, we can get rid of the hard copies. A few less pounds we have to take with us.
You sure you don't want to keep them? Just in case.
We'll have digital copies of the information. That's all that matters. It'll be easier to keep that safe, too.
Hey, we're all loaded up and about to head out. I wanted to check with you before we left.
Yeah, go on. We're good here. Radio back and let me know if that thing's flyable.
Will do. Oh, the roof's not done yet, but there are a few people working on the zip line from our roof to next door. They're going to grease it up with lard so there's no way to climb up to our building. That'll give us a nice clean space to land if we find another chopper.
Yeah, it's a good call. I'll check it out later. We need the birds first.
Once I know, you'll know. See you, Chief.
Michael, I wanted to ask you something else, too.
Go on.
I read in a few of these about the tests you've run and what the Lizzie girl did, too. But you don't do them anymore, right? No more tests or experiments.
Well, there are like 90 other more important things now.
If we get some time, you mind if I expanded on some of these? Marcus didn't let us do much of anything, was too afraid to. But this sweat thing would have come in handy. We could learn a lot if these tests were done from someone who wasn't just a therapist.
Hey, Lizzie had a doctorate. Don't go bad-mouthing her for how
she... Not what I meant. From what I've seen and read, these things have more animal traits than human ones. Maybe I could understand it better.
Just wait till you get to the part where they start talking.
Well, I don't know about that, but all I'm saying is it couldn't hurt.
I'm more concerned with people knocking down our door. It's been long enough since we've seen large groups of those things. Maybe they learned to leave us the hell alone.
You don't find that odd? I mean, that's not at all what we've experienced at the colony. We were attacked just last week. Your people write about things that we couldn't imagine. We never saw the types you described. Nothing as fast or as big as these entries claim some of them to be. I don't know if it's people just exaggerating or...
No, it's no exaggeration.
They wouldn't just go away. Aren't you curious what they might be doing?
If they stay away long enough to get us the hell out of here, I couldn't care less. We're putting 150 miles between us and this place, so the crazy shit that's here can stay here.
Unless it's already there, too. Let me write up a few ideas, all right? We might not have time to try anything, but I can start thinking about it.
Well, as long as it doesn't get in the way of our priorities. Don't try to do anything without the go-ahead, all right?
I'll write down what comes to me and check way before that...
What the hell is that?
Oh, you're asking me? You're building.
What is that?
The alarm on Burke's room, the armory!
Someone's getting in?
Come on! It's locked.
I know the combo move.
Well, so do I.
Well, you weren't opening it. There's nobody in here.
Has anything been taken?
It doesn't look like it. Kill the alarm.
I can. It's wired downstairs to the guard room.
God, then unplug the speaker!
Is it broken?
Must be. Gave me a heart attack, though. Wait! Who's with her downstairs?
Shit! Hope!
Where's Pippin?
I left him down there!
You what?
What's going on?
Move!
Oh my god! Hope, are you okay?
Dead. God damn it, he's dead!
How the hell did we not hear the gunshot?
There was an alarm, I couldn't hear anything.
I didn't.
It's all right, easy.
Hope, who did this?
I don't know.
Who was it? You were right here!
I don't know.
She has to know something.
She couldn't have seen who did it. Give her a break, just back away from her.
Is everything, oh my god, oh my god.
Michael, the rat is still here.
You think I don't know that?
No, like the same one, it has to be.
What do we do?
Did you see anyone pass us in the hallway?
No one passed me.
Ah, they shot the radio too!
But we have another one, right? We have another radio. We must have another radio somewhere.
What happened?
Right? Shit. Who was on guard?
What do you mean, who was on guard? Who cares?
Here,
he's shot!
I left here, like...
Yeah, of course hey, you left. You always leave.
Hey, everybody in the mess room, now. And nobody washes their hands.
It's all right, honey, okay? Soon enough, this is all just gonna be a bad memory. You'll see.
So we grabbed the other radio from the roof and brought it down. Datu says he and Kalani were together the whole time and left before anything happened. Riley gathered everybody else and they're in the mess hall.
Have them sit in there and I want a head count of everyone. You get in there and write down exactly where each person says they were and who they were with when it happened. You got it? There are only three people who couldn't have done it, and they're all in here right now. Put Riley at the guard post, too. I don't think anyone's watching right now.
But Pippin is still in there, and I don't think Riley is exactly sober right now.
We'll put a blanket between the monitors and him, then. We can't move him. I'll deal with her later.
I'll take care of it.
And smell everyone's hands for any gunpowder, too.
Seriously? These people haven't bathed
hey,
in...
Hey, hey, hey! Just do it!
All right.
Three, huh? You think she did it?
No, but I don't know for sure. Hope, I know it must be very difficult for you right now, but I have to know exactly what happened, okay?
We can't give her a little more time.
It's already been too long. What happened before the alarm went off?
Okay.
Hope described to me exactly what happened, but it wasn't much to go on. She wanted so desperately to scream, but found herself barely able to breathe. Even as she described things back to me, it felt like she was struggling not to choke. The only concrete evidence was one person we could rule out. Riley reeked of her last binge drinking session, and Hope was sure she didn't smell her. After talking with me, Tanya thought it was best to let her rest and have some time alone.
Oh, I gave her a little pill to try and calm her down.
You drugged her?
Ethical or not, I don't care. Give her space.
I don't care either.
Michael!
What is it?
I found the cut in the alarm wire over here. They could have cut it and ducked back into a room until I went upstairs to check.
Didn't want to deal with you in the guard room, and Hope was the only other person in there.
First opportunity, Pippin's been alone this whole time.
You done writing up everyone? All the details I asked for?
Didn't take long. There aren't that many people here right now. I mean, we have 6 people out on missions. You learn anything from Hope?
No, not really. I mean, we might be able to cross Riley off the list, but we'll still question her.
I'm having a hard time thinking of why anybody would want to kill him. I mean, he doesn't seem dangerous.
Well, we have no idea who Pippin was, besides what he told us, and whoever did this wanted it to stay that way. Wait. So everyone here has an alibi?
Not everyone. I mean, Victor, Riley, Kelly, and Lewis weren't with someone else at the time, but you can see they were all just doing tasks. They were just doing them alone. And I don't smell any gunpowder on anyone. But honestly, no one's bathed, so I could be wrong.
Ah! We have so many other things we need to get done right now.
Easy, easy. Don't lose focus, okay? We'll make it through this one step at a time. All right, so where do we start?
Well, we could look for the gun, but I doubt we'd find it. So we'll interview everyone one at a time, looking for holes in stories, including Datu and Kalani. Unless we find evidence, we keep watching. Hope for something to happen or turn up.
Oh, yeah, no, let everyone roam free. Do that and this will happen again. Whoever did this still has a gun, and they could also find a way out of the tower.
Not necessarily. They might not do anything again. The wire was cut, wasn't it?
Yes, it wasn't an accident. I mean, it was a clean cut. Why? What does that matter?
Well, whoever did this has been here for a while covering their tracks. Until, I'm guessing, someone came along that could recognize them. Now, whoever it was that shot him didn't want to hurt you or Hope, and went to a lot of trouble to make sure of that. So whoever it is, I think they're loyal to us now.
And what if you're wrong? I mean, Victor's only been here for a short while, and I'm assuming, just as you are, that this is the same person who ratted us out to the Maulers. I mean, are you willing to bet people's safety, assuming that this killer isn't gonna do it again?
Or we bet the safety of all of us by distrusting each other to the point where we can't stand together to fight when something comes to break down our door.
Well, maybe that's the murderer's plan all along. I mean, unless we find hard evidence of who did this, everyone's gonna have a big red scare and start pointing fingers. Nothing will get done. I mean, they were already eyeing each other in there. And the only way for that not to happen is if we catch the person.
Or make everyone think we did.
You wanna do that?
No, not at all. It's a slippery slope, I'll tell you that. I don't wanna lie.
Do the ends justify the means? I don't know. I'm actually asking.
Well, I wouldn't call it lying, more like a bluff. We might just find out who did it.
Calling a lie a bluff will really change what it means.
I don't know. I don't know what choice I have right now. I really don't.
For this to work, we'd have to accuse somebody, or they'd have to take the fall.
Anyone you think might do it? Out of the 4 that don't have alibis?
Victor. The guy's been a big help around here. But I still don't trust him, and if he did it, I'm guessing locking him up wouldn't help if we're trying to observe people.
And Hope couldn't identify Riley.
Still, she was close to where it happened. I'll keep my eye on her.
Yeah, I'm sure. Kelly, she knows how criminal minds work. She might be of some use in figuring out who did it, but also, if she's the one, it's a hell of a cover. She helped interrogate Pippin and worked with criminals before. Maybe there's some connection we don't know about.
All the more reason to keep her in view.
And that leaves...
Lewis.
Who the hell is that? I mean, I feel like an ass, but I really don't know.
Skinny guy. Usually wears really faded jeans and skate shoes.
Ah, with the oversized shirts. Yeah. I think I know him now.
Yeah. He was filling the generator when it happened. He was on, like, the top floor at the time.
You believe him?
He smelled like gas, and I saw him coming down from upstairs. I wouldn't put much stake in it being him unless he's secretly Jay Garrick.
Who?
Never mind, it was a nerd joke. Okay, Lewis, I think he's clean.
You think he'd play ball? We don't have to say he did it, just that we suspect him.
Everyone think it, too, if we say we found powder on him. He's a pretty nice guy. If we explain it, I think he'd understand.
We'll have to lock him up to keep him safe. I'm not sure he'll like that.
Well, Lewis is a big nerd. As long as we keep him stocked with stuff to do, like games or something, he'll be fine, and it'll give us some time.
Yeah, but for how long?
How long do you need?
Enough to get these helicopters ready.
We'll only be able to hold him until everyone expects us to do something with him.
Unless whoever did it messes up and we find them. We have limited time, a few days at the most.
Okay, let's talk to him, see if he'll do it.
Let the countdown begin.
Sat in the shade next to the helicopter playing this crazy card game called Den Long. Saul tried to teach me and I just had about it figured out as the blue truck sputtered in the distance.
They're here.
Well, it's about damn time.
Look what you found, a Jolly Green Giant.
You're kidding.
A what? I wouldn't exactly say it's green.
Doesn't matter.
Well, wait, this thing's that old? They had those in the service when I was in Vietnam. I didn't think it was the same kind.
It's an aircraft, not a car. And it's military. What'd you expect?
Good point.
Oh, gross. The ground. Is that?
That ain't chocolate, that's for sure.
Back's pretty bad, too. A few rotten pieces stuck in the cracks. We'll have to clean it out.
Hold up. None of these things matter if it can't get off the ground.
Yeah? Well, you need to see this over here. It's a few bullet holes, but one of them made it through and it leaked out something.
Yeah, hydraulic fluid. And it happened a while ago, too.
Is that bad?
Well, it ain't good. But it's not a deal breaker if we can patch it and find something to replace it. We'll have to flush it, too, make sure it's clean.
I'll go get my tools.
Now, before you get ahead of yourself, let me check the rest of this old girl. That's just one of the many things that could be wrong with her.
Oh, hold up. Back up a bit. What the hell happened at the tower? Bert and I were trying to decode what Michael was saying, and then he called again saying he caught someone. Who? I couldn't keep up with his damn complicated code.
Oh, it was directed more towards us and not you. See, this guy came over to the tower, and no one trusted him.
That too explained everything that he could about Pippin, and how he supposedly escaped the Maulers. Saul perked up when he heard this, just to find out that no one there matched the description of Lizzie. Could have been complete BS, we didn't know. From there, he explained what else he could piece together from Michael's jumbled and encoded message. A lot of it was spelled out, so it had to be short and brief. Lewis was thought to have done it, the killing, because he thought Pippin was a spy.
He did say, not sure yet, in the last block, but I don't think we'll know all the details until we get back.
Sounds fishy, if you ask me.
I'm sure you can do all the probing you want when we get back. But the fact is, we're here and have a job to do. They have the person they think did it.
I'm thinking we should get back there.
Michael made it clear in his second message that we needed to keep going here and not turn around.
And I'm gonna need you here, if this thing checks out.
I'm sure Michael and Angel can handle it until we're done here.
I don't know why I say anything when no one listens.
Relax. If this thing works, we'll get you back there a lot quicker.
Not for whoever has to drive the Hummer back. We're not leaving it here.
Any way we can help besides just standing here?
You wouldn't know what to look for.
Unless you told us.
Even if I did, I can't say I trust your judgment. I'm looking for any damage to the rotors. Even the smallest nick. This thing's grounded.
We get this thing working? There's no limit to what we can get. Can you imagine?
So, you see anything?
No. Looks good from here. I still have to check the fluid levels and the maintenance log. But unless I see a leak somewhere else, we might be okay. Most of these military birds are maintained regularly. We're damn lucky this thing's still here.
Lucky these people died? That's a hell of a way to look at it.
Count your blessings. That was out of our control.
How do you get in? These doors here.
The ramp's down in the back, but it's messed up in there.
How bad?
No damage, but I think they took apart some people inside.
Man, you aren't kidding. Kid freaks in here.
Okay, so if you think this thing's flyable, you think you could do it yourself? I mean, it looks big enough to hold everybody.
We just may just need this one, right?
Okay, I take it back. We'll have to do something about the smell. Spray it or something if we can't wash it.
It's been drying out and open for a while. Can you imagine if it was closed?
Hey, back to my question.
Yes, I can fly it, no problem. There's usually a 2 or 3 man team, but it can be done.
So if this can hold everyone, should we call back Jacob and James from looking?
We still need 2 choppers. We have a bucket load of passengers and supplies. The more room, the better. If this is all we end up finding, sure, we'll find a way to make it work, but 2 would be better.
Well, fine, but who the hell's gonna fly the second one? We only have 1 pilot.
I found someone at the tower with a little experience. Flew with the father, who was a pilot, a bunch of times.
And who the hell is that?
Okay, good. This thing's got plenty of revolutions left in her, and the keys are still up front. With a little work, she's perfect.
Stop avoiding it. Who's the other pilot?
Like you said, it's not gonna matter if this is our only option. Now, we have work to do. I'm assuming this thing came from the Coast Guard station on the other side of the airport. Datu, take Saul with you and find whatever hydraulic fluid you can. It'll be in quarts, gallons, or barrels. Broken Wing, come in.
This is Wazo. I relay the message. What is it?
We can fix her. Tell Michael to send her out.
I'll let him know.
Who the hell is coming now?
As we're fixing this one, I'll be training her. So come on, let's get started.
Oh God, please don't tell me it's her.
You see why I didn't want to tell you? I knew you'd get all judgy. She doesn't know a lot, but it's loads more than anyone else. Besides, females make the best pilots.
Doesn't matter. You think I'm getting in one of those things with her? You're nuts.
Oh my.
Who? Riley?
No. Pegs.
Bingo.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors. Starring Jim Gleason, Shane Salk, Nate Gies, Elisa Elliott, Claire Doden, Jay Oligario, Blair Beihauer, Scott Marvin, Tammy Klein, Jenna McCombie, Kevin Flood,
Shirley Jordan, Jane Lee Hotch, and Richard Tatum.
I'm Michael Swan. We're Alive was written and directed by K.C. Whalen. Produced by Grayson Stone, Shane Salk, and K.C. Whalen. To find out more and for a full list of cast and crew, please visit our website at wearealive.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook for all production-related updates and future projects. Thank you for listening to this audio theater for the mind by Whalen Productions.